So, Allison, we've been doing this show for about 6 months. We just had our 6-month birthday.
Yeah.
Speaking.
And you know what that means? It means we've.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Bill, you're still on the air, by the way.
I mean, it's really nice to hear Bill.
Just so you know.
You can
stick around.
You can
it's
hang
fun
out.
With us.
Great to be back with you.
Ian's in the room. Dan's here. Matt's here.
Everyone's
stick around.
Everyone's gathered around because we're gonna talk about the art of the story pitch. I mean, in 6 months of being on the air, we've heard a lot of them. Some of them, awesome, no-brainers. Of course we're going to do this story. Some of them make us go... Well, basically, Matt Martinez says, look into that. Yeah, we'll look into that.
Oh, my God. You cracked my code.
Look into that.
And when other pitches go poorly, this is what you might hear. So the other day, BPP intern Laura Silver started going down that road with a pitch that involved props, actually, discussions of congealed liquids, burnt things, and NPR's Scott Simon.
We had
all the ingredients for...
Almost emailed.
Chaos? I don't know. We had to stop her midway through and tell her to save it for the air. She is now here on the air. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Pitch
I'm
it.
Wearing the apron, by the way.
All right, pitch it.
Pitch
okay.
it. Okay. Sure, Laura.
Here we go. Well, here's how it started. I was listening to the radio at home. NPR's Scott Simon was interviewing two guys who wrote a book about museums in Philadelphia. And he mentioned a museum I'd never heard of.
I remember going to a museum years ago in Boston, I believe, called the Museum of Burnt Toast.
And there you have it. Actually, it's called the Museum of Burnt Food. Slight correction. It is in the suburbs of Boston, and there are 30 objects on the shelves of a woman's kitchen. Her name is Deborah Henson Conant, and I spoke to her. And her take, which I agree with, is that burnt food, it's not just about the food. It's really a chance at redemption. Because first, as Dan Pashman witnessed
really
the other day.
It's really about redemption.
It is. I burnt, right here at our very offices, I burnt an empanada in the microwave. I didn't think that was possible. There was steam coming out. It was really embarrassing.
Wait, so this is basically, you know, just burnt food. It says burnt food
in a lady's kitchen?
In her house.
Yeah, but it's more than that.
Do you charge admission? Do I get a ticket?
No, you can't visit right now, but it is going to be on display. You can visit online.
It's a museum I can't visit right now.
No, you can visit
Sounds
in your
like
own
an
kitchen.
Awesome story. No,
hey, wait. It's more about the bigger picture. And listen to this. So she
Wait, hold on. What is the bigger picture?
Look at what I have to face here. Her stepson, for example, burned some gyoza, you know, those Japanese dumplings.
Mm, yeah.
And instead of being all bummed out and feeling inadequate, he came to her and said, "Hey, look, I have something for the museum." And they called it "This Gyoza Too Far."
And I should really look into this.
Another woman had, she went into labor and she left a turkey in her oven at high heat. 3 days later, she came back from the hospital with a baby, but the turkey was this charred, perfect small mass. So it's about distraction, walking away from something, and what else is important? It's an artistic thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's to make people like me and like some of you here, I can only guess, feel better about being bad cooks. Because if you make a perfect meal, only like 5-10 people can enjoy it. If you burn something, it's there forever.
Ian, but what Laura, do you think in the pitch world?
I'm really flummoxed here, I got to say.
Come on, Ian.
Are we going to go to the museum, we can't go to?
It's going
to
be on display
eat the food
in Boston.
That we can't eat.
In August it will be on display in Boston. We'll see pictures online, and we'll hear some of these great stories about what happens.
Couldn't we just burn stuff and look at it?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think we should probably look into this.
Okay.
I think I get right on that.
But wait,
yeah.
One
spend the
other
rest of the day looking into that.
Yeah,
and
I'm
move
gonna,
on.
I hear a fourth hour today is on it already.
You guys,
come on now. Come
the
on
bell.
Now.
That was a total
Somebody
zing
took
moment.
The bell.
You guys, she's all. It's about art, and she's also an artist. She plays the hip harp.
Yeah.
We're gonna look into
Save
it.
It.
Tell you what, I looked extra hard into that part.
It's Laura happening. Silver, thanks for the pitch.
To be continued, folks. This is that hour. This is that hour of the BPP from NPR News.
This is like the Gong Show.